We have MTSS, which is multi-tier systems of support. There's three levels. There's tier one, which is the entire school. There's tier two, which may be a select group of students. And then we have tier three, which is more one-on-one with students. And we also have PBIS, positive behavior intervention and supports. If kids are adhering to the expectations in class, they're on task, whatever that teacher has posted in her classroom, if they're doing that, at 1 month, there's a reward. At the end of the 9 weeks, there's a big reward. Tier two would be those students who need maybe just a little support academically, emotionally, socially. They may go and see the guidance counselor for social emotional learning, and they have their little group and they talk about things that are going on or what they need help with. Here at my site, we had a program, and anything that was talked about within that class stayed in the class. So they couldn't go outside the classroom and discuss anything that we talked about, because some students did share personal things and we didn't want it shared about campus. Tier three is more the one-on-one. Over the years, I've had plenty tier three students. One-on-one would be like check-in, check-out. I would have to check in with them at breakfast time, lunchtime, and before they went home. And sometimes in between, it was just a constant check-in activity to make sure they were on track, to make sure they were on task, if they had any issues. Perhaps they needed to just come and talk for a minute. They could come, they were allowed to get a pass, and they would come and just have conversation about something that was bothering them in the moment. And those students were some of our more severe behavior students. It would get them out of the classroom for a bit, to even give the classroom teacher a break, and for the students to get a break.